It's not playing. Oh, it is.
So we'll turn up the volume and go from there.
Nope, it's not playing.
Well.
That's a word for my daughter. We're playing. And she said, no, we're not playing.
It stopped.
Hang on, radio station. We're still here. Where's the play button?
I did push the play button.
Well, let me tell you that this is still the Pentecost season.
One more. That's four.
We are celebrating many things today.
Hey, we actually have a play release.
That's your
radio station. We're just a little chaotic. You know, on the job training.
We'll one day walk on.
Another daughter. We're running out of kids. Welcome, our Savior.
Mary, did you know that your baby, will
okay,
save
this is
our
son. We're going to skip the prelude, Faith. Okay, thank you. It's not Faith's fault.
No, but that's okay. But we have greetings. We have greetings. It's a beautiful Sunday. Lots of things going on. We'll get things going in the right direction. God actually likes our imperfection because we know he knows that we are imperfect and that we are very bendable. He can mold us into the clay that he wants. Who's doing the sponsor today?
Oh, sponsorship by a birthday girl.
Birthday girl.
Donna Taylor.
Happy birthday, Donna.
82nd birthday, but I'm not going to disclose the number.
Okay.
And along with it is Ray Shinosky.
Ray, happy birthday, Ray.
And we'll spare singing to you.
Faith two is, very, very special
yes.
people.
Thank you. And then during this month, Jim and Jane Borntrager have sponsored both for their daughters and son-in-law's wedding anniversary at the end of the month, at the beginning. It was the son-in-law's birthday at the beginning of the month, so I want to restate that they sponsored a radio broadcast this month of August for both dates, which were different ends of the month of August. And we are ready to start our gathering hymn, What a Wonderful World, by the man who wrote the song you didn't hear, Mary, Did You Know? Sorry about that, Doug Cole.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. See skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day and dark sacred night, and I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful world. Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying, I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Thank you. The colors of the rainbow,
they're so pretty in the sky,
are also on the faces of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do?
How do you do?
They're really saying, I love you. Hear that baby crying.
Hear the baby crying.
We'll watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful
world. We have.
Thank you.
A wonderful world.
We do.
We do. So make sure this week, hold that thought. And as you see people passing by, smile with a smile in your eyes. Can't see faces, but we can see eyes. And they really can say that I love you.
Yes.
And our Savior is looking out. Looking out to every single one of you with twinkles in our eyes. We love you.
Thank you, Cheryl. We love you too. By the way, as we call on God's name, it's under God's banner in God's house, and that the service is done. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
For those who have the service electronically received or in hard copy, we begin. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation.
Amen. Amen.
So trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God,
we confess that we do not trust your abundance.
We deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit.
We fear difference
and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your Spirit, lead us. So that we may live and serve you in newness of life.
Amen.
Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. So let us live in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our hymn of praise this day is a choral selection, wonderful hymn. You will recall it if you're used to worshiping in-house. Holy, holy, holy. Join in the song.
Thank you.
run through this morning and yesterday, and this did not happen. We will do the next immediate crisis mode, then the next backup. Today I said to Cheryl, I'm going to bring a boombox if this player malfunctions. So Cheryl, be ready for the boombox. Beautiful hymn of praise when there's no interruptions. Holy, 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 trifold for the triune God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And faith will lead us into prayer.
O God, with all your faithful followers of every age, we praise you. The rock of your life, be our strong foundation, and form us into the body of your Son, that we may gladly minister to all the world through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I'm sorry, you couldn't hear me. I can hear me in my ear.
First, hello.
There we go. First lesson.
Keep our mics on.
From Isaiah, chapter 51, selected verses. Listen to me, you that are pursue righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who bore you, for he was but one when I called him. But I blessed him, and I made him many. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste
places and will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the joy of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Listen to me, my people, and give heed to me, my nation, for a teaching will go out from me, and my justice for a light to the peoples. I will bring near my deliverance swiftly. My salvation has gone out, and my arms will rule the peoples. The coastlands wait for me, and for my arm they hope. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth beneath. For the heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and those who live on it will die like gnats. But my salvation will be forever, and my deliverance will never be ended. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm today is 138. The antiphon is, O Lord, your steadfast love endures forever. I will give thanks to you, O God, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise.
I will bow down
toward your holy temple and praise your name because of your steadfast love and faithfulness. For you have glorified your name and your word above all things. When I called you, you answered me. You increased my strength within. All the rulers of the earth will praise you, O Lord. When they have heard the words of your mouth, O Lord, your steadfast love endures forever. They will sing of the ways of the Lord, that great is the glory of the Lord.
The Lord is high, yet cares for the lowly,
perceiving the hunt from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you keep me safe. You stretch forth your hand against the fury of my enemies. Your right hand shall save me. You will make good your purpose for me.
O Lord, your steadfast love endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands.
O Lord, your steadfast love endures forever. The second lesson comes from Romans chapter 12. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transforming by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourselves more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body, we have many members, and not all members have the same function. So we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith. Ministry in ministering. The teacher in teaching. The exhorter in exhortation. The giver in generosity. The leader in intelligence. The compassionate in cheerfulness. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Cheryl, for the first two readings. So, from Matthew is the gospel for this day, as it is for this current year before Advent 1, and we switch gospels to Mark. The gospel is Matthew, 16th chapter, beginning with the 13th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist. Others say it's Elijah. Still others say you're Elijah or Jeremiah. Or they just say you're just one of the prophets." So now Jesus directed the question to the 12. "But who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are called Peter. From on this day, you are a rock, and I shall build my church. The gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on this earth will be bound up in heaven. Whatever you set loose on this earth will be loosed up there in heaven." Then Jesus sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone he was the Messiah. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise
to you, O Christ.
Dear friends, in Christ Jesus, God's grace, God's peace, and God's all-around care for us during these ever-changing days and chaos of this world. Amen. As is our custom, we'll look at all three lessons and their relevancy to today's living. First reading, Isaiah 51, Treat of Isaiah, we call it, third portion of the prophecies of Isaiah. Last is more hopeful than all the rest, but also dealing with the fact they are still imprisoned and judged by God, being guilty as sinners and abusive of God. But hope is there, and that's the message we've been hearing the last several weeks from Isaiah. But if you look at the passage, it's a call to attention. Should have seen Cheryl's face looking at Faith or myself when she said, "Listen to me." She's not God. But we'll listen to the Lord. If you say you're pursuing righteousness, that you want to seek the Lord, here's what you need to be doing. Look to the rock for which you were hewn. That means cut from. And to the quarry from which you were dug. And just take that portion. So many people saying, "Oh, I wish this world was a better place." Let's begin with ourselves and not pointing fingers at others. If you want to know and pursue righteousness, then go to the source of it, and that is God Almighty, not in temporal fixes, philosophies, teachings other than from the Lord and the Torah of God. Look to the rock. You were cut out of good stone, you and I. This was not an act of our doing or our will. We came out of, as verse 2 says, from Abraham, your father, and from Sarah, who bore you. He was the one whom I called, God speaking, not Isaiah, he wasn't there. He will comfort all her waste places and will make her wilderness like Eden. Her desert shall be like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Understand that when we're in right relationship with God, parousia, paradise, is within reach. You can just see it at the horizon, even if it's not here in the land of the living. I always like that phrase in the Psalms. He goes on to say, listen to me, my people. How's that? Achtung, I believe the Germans say twice. Give heed to me, my nation, for a teaching will go out for me, my justice, for a light to the peoples. This was not just a light to the Hebrews. It really is applicable to non-Jews, Gentiles, Americans, Filipinos, Japanese, Chinese, Russian, any nation you want to choose off of the globe. God's word is eternal and God's word is multicultural. I will bring my deliverance swiftly. My salvation has already gone out. My arms will rule the peoples. Not just some, all peoples. They're waiting for me. They want my arm because there is hope. So I say to you, God says, lift up your eyes to the heavens. Look at the earth beneath your feet. For the heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment. And those who are living on the earth are going to die like gnats. But my salvation is going to be forever. My deliverance will never be ended. I know sometimes we don't really get the picture of what this is going to be like. It's called the Day of the Lord, Ebed Yahweh, the suffering and the reality of the conclusion of life on planet Earth when the Lord establishes his perfect reign. If you had to give subtitles, which we were always encouraged with in sermon preparation, I guess one title would be Established in Your Past, Your History, Abraham and Sarah, People of God, Claim Your Fame, Claim Your Heritage. Another one would be Your Present, that's the past, Captivity. By your transgressions, where you stand, you're in disobedience, stubbornness, and refusing to acknowledge God, and you're under judgment. That's our present reality in a society and every nation of the world. It's just not America. Let's not just point fingers at Americans or skin colors. All of us. Not one political party, not red, not blue, not purple, not rainbow. All of us are guilty. Then if there's a past and a present, also included in that text is God, the future of the world. It's not originally going to be a pretty picture. The earth and death will take place, but God's deliverance and salvation, here's our hope, here's the righteousness, is going to go on before us forever. First reading. Now we go to Romans, Paul the Apostle writing to the church. He begins by saying, I appeal to you, therefore, my sisters and brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. I appeal to you. The Apostle Paul's burying himself and saying, you know, in this ministry, I've got resistance, I've got fighting and bickering, and the church gets divided. But I want you to know I'm appealing to you. You are related to each other. As we said in our Wednesday Bible study, we are siblings to each other. And like an earthly family, you didn't choose your sibling, nor did they choose you, nor did your parents choose you unless you were adopted. That's what makes adoption such a special thing. But in the reality, we are sisters and brothers together, and it's only by the mercies of God we have this familial tie. But it goes more than just your spirit. You know, everybody thinks God's just here to save your soul. He is saying, I want your bodies, your whole holistic approach to me, your existence in this world, to be a living sacrifice. Old Testament concept of a sacrifice is a gift offered to the divine, Allah, Yahweh, the Lord God. Sacrifice is our bodies, our existence, our presence, our identity, our wealth, our power, our prestige, our education. All that is to be presented on the throne of God. For what reason? It's holy and acceptable to God. And it's part of what it is to be a Christian and offering to God your spiritual worship. Paul goes on to say, don't be conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your minds so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, what is acceptable, what is perfect. Take that verse. To conform, to go the way of the herd, H-E-R-D, the herd pack mentality. Well, they're doing it, why can't I do it? Their family lets them do it, why can't I do it even if you don't want me to? Hey, don't be conformed to this world. That's not what we're here for. Be transformed. And the emphasis is on trans, which in the Latin means changed. Take what the world's doing and change it, transformed. How do you do that? The renewing of your mind, as we discussed in the Wednesday class. How do you renew your mind? Well, the scripture makes it perfectly clear. When you're grounded, founded, and secured in the Word of God. What does that mean? If you're not putting good stuff in, you're not going to get good stuff out. You put garbage in your mind, you're going to get garbage out in your life. So, you put God's word in your heart and your mind. You will also then find that it will transform your life and your living, okay? So that you can discern what is the will of God. If somebody was to come up to you and say, what is God's will for your life? You're going to stammer and say, I don't know. You're going to play like the man on the street. I don't know who I am. I don't know what my... No, God has an identity. You may not know it precisely, but at least some general parameters. Child of the living God. How's that to begin? Deemed holy and acceptable to God in the view of God, not by my deeds, but by God's mercy and grace that brought me to that relationship. I am here to serve my living God. I am to be a living sacrifice. I'm not here for pleasure. I'm not here to accumulate wealth. I'm not here to have fun, have toys, have possessions. Those are all important for us to enjoy, but not everybody has it. So is their life doomed? Every life has merit and value, regardless of your checkbook or your savings account or your personal investments. Understand, just like Rick Warren said, the purpose-driven life. You have, and I have been given a purpose by God. And if you can't discern it at this stage in your life, you better hurry up before graduation and entering into the kingdom of God. It's kind of late to say, I'm still looking, Lord. Seek it now while you're alive. So consequently, this is what is the will of God. It is good and it's acceptable and perfect. It's threefold, right? Good, count them on your fingers. Acceptable, that's number two. Third, perfect. Yeah, you got the three, the Trinity. Good, acceptable, and perfect. By the grace of God, I say to everyone among you, don't think more highly of yourself than you should. Be humble. We talked about this Wednesday in the study. Micah 6:8. My verse that I try to make my life motto. Be humble with your God. Love kindness. Do justice. What's God want of you? Threefold. Be humble before the divine. Love kindness. Do justice to your neighbors. That's what we need to be doing. Also, you are to think with sober judgment. That's not just free of alcohol and substance. That means somber, sober, somber. Not proudful, not bragging, but conscious of who we are, human, frail, sinner, saint, according to the measure of faith God has given to us. Now, this fourth portion of the passage is one that he uses here in 1 Corinthians, talking about the Church of Jesus Christ. It's language that the common person can think of, and that's the language of the human body. He says, we are one body. We have many members, but not all the members have the same function. And he goes into that 1 Corinthians. And so we, who are many believers throughout the world, cultures, languages, races, all kinds of differences that make us sexuality, political, educational, economic, all those things that would divide us. We're many. And here's our oneness. We're one body in Jesus Christ. Oh, Paul, you fib. No, he doesn't. We don't always see it perfectly done. I remember in my days in Indianapolis, serving a congregation, racially mixed, almost balanced, but serving in a community that the congregation couldn't change. They relocated there prior to it, and then the neighborhood changed 100% African-American. We understand that we are diverse in color, creeds, whatever, but we are still one body. And that belief system that will translate, if we believe that, we will make that our goal, our target, and not excuse ourselves because of prejudice or sin. Sin does not mean we should abound because God has grace and forgiveness. It means we have to keep working, working, working to change the injustice around us. All, not just one race, has to change. All have to become better and more Christ-like to make this world a better place. So consequently, we have this common ministry. We have different gifts. And he goes on to list a few. He'll talk about more in 1 Corinthians. But the understanding, don't look at somebody else and say, well, I don't got that. Nobody said you had to. We have something. Discover it. Discover your spiritual gifts and then apply it. Some have speculated over the years and decades, the reason why Christians don't want to discover their gifts is they don't want to be responsible to use them. I think that's highly probable because Christ reminds us that which you have given, you will have to make an accounting for. And if I plead ignorance, therefore I'm safe, and the answer is no. You may be deaf, dumb, and blind, but you are not safe. Discover your gifts and use them to build up all people, not just a few. And so if you had to kind of tally that together, it is we are family. And we could sing the football song that was done for the Steelers. We are family. I won't sing the rest of it. We are family. And like we said last week, all are welcome and at him, and all are welcome to join this family of God. Come to the gospel. Matthew's gospel, 16th chapter. Part of the continuation of the Lord Jesus revealing himself to his disciples, he did it in the previous lessons and Sundays. He revealed himself in the teaching, his words. He revealed himself in the miracles, feeding of the 5,000, the walking on the water towards Peter and Peter sinking, all many in various ways. Now he comes with a good instructional point. Who do others say I am? I did some research because the concept came to me in additional preparation for today's message. You remember a program that's still on to this day? I did a trivia question on my wife this morning. You ever watch Family Feud? Family Feud. What year did that first appear on television, Faith? And what network carried it? You know? She's turning on her microphone. Do you know what year Family Feud came on television, Faith?
It would have been before my time.
Yeah. Oh, what an escape, before my time. Then do you know history? It was 1976, bicentennial year, July 12th.
How's that?
Well, your dad and I only would have been married 1 year, so.
Yeah?
He's pushing it.
Well, anyways, don't go into that. Anyways, that came on TV and it was an immediate success. It's still on today and hilarious, and it's all about. Notice the theme question in the program, if you've seen it, is what?
You were supposed to audition for it.
Yes. What was it, 2 years ago? Okay, Faith had set up when they were coming to Detroit to audition for the Doris Blockers to go to the audition. I said, I don't want to be on TV because they wanted to get us because I'm a pastor. They wanted to make me look like a jerk. I know, the humor. No. And watch the Doris Blockers on a stage, give me a break.
Oh, they wanted to hear Faith and I laugh.
Yeah, they're cackling. Yeah, they wanted to see the Doris Blockers in action. Good work. I know. Well, fortunately, I said we're canceling. I didn't want to go through that. But what's the key? What does the audience say about this particular question? And you're supposed to guess as a team, and you designate one person to give the right answer. And then you make them look foolish with their response, because it may be way off base, right, Faith? So, who do you say that I am? Let's come back to scripture. Who do you say that I am? So the disciples recite things that they never had to say, but upon reflection, who is this Jesus? Huh? Are you perhaps like John the Baptist? Not the reincarnation, as some people wrongly interpret this passage. John is dead, but there is no reincarnation. There's only resurrection of the body.
Question.
Okay.
Is this live before Pentecost, and they get the Holy Spirit?
Is Jesus alive?
So Jesus is alive. So they know the knowledge, but they don't know the insight. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, they said it, yeah.
I'm sorry, trying to figure out the time frame.
Yeah, you've got to place it, because we do that in the class too. Where is this historically in the line? Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no, John, we saw 2 weeks ago, John the Baptizer had died,
right,
and Jesus went out to be alone.
Right.
He couldn't be alone, so he did healings and that, and then he went to be alone, and while the disciples went out to water, and then he went, yes, John is dead. So some are saying, maybe you're just like John. And he says, no, okay. How about Elijah? Well, Elijah's been dead 600 years. He's not Elijah. We'll date these. How about Jeremiah? Jeremiah, one of my favorite prophets, he died, no, he wasn't a bullfrog. Jeremiah has been dead 600 years. Okay, so he's none of those. How about one of the other prophets? I mean, the people just don't know who you are, Jesus. Why don't you just tell us? Jesus is still not done for the introspection on their part. Do you ever pause in your reciting of worship statements? You ever pause and say, who is this that I'm talking to? Is this my God, or is this just an empty void? Is this real, or is this false? So who do you say that I am? And it wasn't necessarily to Simon Peter, but you know the personality of Simon Peter. He is so impetuous. He blurts out things like, oh, the others may walk away from you later on, but I'm going to be there till the death, Lord. Oh, yeah. Pipe dreams, not reality. Yes, this time, Peter, when you said that I am the Messiah, I am the Son of the living God, it's not because I have told you, and you just parroted back those words, but rather because you believe it, because flesh and blood did not reveal it to you. The Holy Spirit, my Spirit in heaven, has revealed it to you. And then he praises Peter for being the vessel of the truth, just like all the prophets were vessels of the truth, but nobody paid the mind. And he assures them that they will be granted authority. We call this in the church the keys of the kingdom. And if you know Luther's small catechism, it's the part that most people say, I didn't know that was there. It's the section, the keys of the kingdom.
It's not well known.
What's that?
Those particular
keys are not well known. People don't talk about those.
Well, we're talking about it because of Scripture.
We are.
Yep. The church has been given the power to forgive. So in the statement of confession, the absolution, you have been set free by the keys given to us to do that. Not by our pastor, not by self-assertion, by the promise of Almighty God. So the gospel text says the question to our heart and to our life, to our eyeball to eyeball, who is God to you? Who is Jesus Christ to you? When you answer those questions affirmatively and with knowledge and the Holy Spirit, you're ready to live the life. May God equip us and send us and give us the courage to proclaim Christ to God's world. Amen.
Amen.
Well, dialogue sermon. I love them.
No, I wanted... That's okay. I was just got into it. It was like speaking to me.
Okay. Hymn of the day. This is when it's given a struggle. Don't give a struggle now. We're going to the other boombox. Get this. You know it. This thing. Then Joey's turning on gold.
So dust off those Bibles, yes. Jesus tells me.
Alrighty, we affirm together. The lights are on as if my mic is not on.
Your mic is on.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like it.
The yellow lights are on. Testing.
Okay. Okay, you got it.
Okay, Faith hears it. So I assume the audience hears it too.
I don't have the congregation on.
Oh.
I have only the radio.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
Then we'll
okay, so we affirm together our faith in the Apostles' Creed. I believe
Leaving
in
God,
the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son,
our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit,
born of the Virgin Mary,
suffered under Pontius Pilate,
was crucified, died, and was buried,
He descended to the dead,
and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven,
and he is seated at the right hand of the Father,
and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body,
and life everlasting.
Amen.
Confident of your care and helped by the Holy Spirit, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Lord, our rock, you are our foundation in Jesus Christ, your Son, whom we confess as the living God. Prepare your church for its mission in bearing witness to Christ, both here at home and throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You call forth praises from the far reaches of the universe to the smallest of creatures. Join our songs to theirs, that a spirit of praise and thanksgiving will arouse us to cherish this wondrous home you give us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord. Direct the leaders of countries, legislators, and magistrates, mayors, and councils to walk in your ways. Help leaders regard those in need with mercy and fulfill your loving purposes and the governance of peoples. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve us, deliver us, and fulfill your purpose for us. According to your steadfast love, grant healing and wholeness to those who are bereaved, in trouble, or adversity, or sick and in need of care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You call us into this community, in which we, though many, are one in Christ. May we recognize in ourselves and in one another the unique gifts you have given us for the building up of this church, for the sake of this world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You are the everlasting rock from which we're hewn, and you restore your people to joy and gladness, and blessed memory and hope. We thank you for the lives of our beloved dead. Bring us with them to our heavenly home. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, this day we remember not only the birthdays of Donna and Ray, but we pray continually for their health as they face their own personal struggles and dealing with health issues. Be with them. Grant them healing according to your will and purpose. Use the doctors and science in ways that they can to restore their health. And for their family, their loved ones who care for them, gracious God. We also remember those who are grieving, for Sal, for Lois, and reality with the passing of Lloyd Parker this last week and the service on Friday, that there's a void there, Lord, as we know too well. When death occurs and love has been shared and now it's a brick wall. Help us who grieve, help them in their grieving, Lord. Be with them in their daily walk. In certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And together we pray the prayer our Lord taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
This time in the house, we would be collecting the offering. The next time we do gather, we're not going to be passing plates. We'll just have, as we do during Lent, the table in the entryway of the narthex will have plates, and you place your gifts in. In place of that, we encourage you to send your gifts to us in the mail. Have your bank designated to our Savior electronically, and they'll send a printed check to us. You can do all kinds of mediums to get your gifts and your offerings and tithes to the support of the ministry we do, not just here in Port Huron, but through St. Clair County, the state, and globally through Southeast Michigan and the ELCA. Your gifts are appreciated. We have no sponsors for lawn care, I want you to know that, for this month or next month. We do have sponsors next week for next week's radio broadcast. We thank Dale and Tina and the Georges. They're going to be sponsors. They've listened to us on radio for years, they indicated. And we encourage others who may listen to us but not of the fellowship of our Savior, they can offer their support. Broadcast costs exactly $110, and that's exactly what we ask you to support it. So that's the spot. I think that's all the announcements we need to do. Radio on Wednesdays, our Bible study still continues at 10 a.m. If you can join us, please join us. We study the second and third, the gospel, for the next Sunday there. And so we're ready to do it. Hope, I mean, Faith, who is here with us as substitute to Hope. Sorry, Faith. Oh, give me a break. That's what happens. Anyways, Faith, we thank her very much. And it is Faith who we're thanking. And she, in 2 weeks, will not be here in this place because she's going to be getting married. And she's a little stressed, so anything I do is wrong.
I'm not stressed on that. I'm stressed on you.
Okay, so anyways.
But we will be giving thanks
and
celebrating. And even if you're not there, we want to make sure that Faith and Mike need all of your prayers and
plus
support.
Plus two?
Yeah.
Extra prayers?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
For this new adventure.
Faith is going to offering our offering prayer.
We're not doing the song?
Oh, yes, we are. Thank you. We're going to surrender all here.
She's ready.
She's ready.
Good
I don't
for
want
you.
To throw her cue off.
Nope.
Service concludes. We're going to have our sending hymn. She'll make the switch. I always like to have one organ selection. This was the sending hymn. I know my Redeemer lives. That's our hope because he lives.
We're so glad that you turned on your radio to listen in.
Or simulcast.
We are very humble to be able to come before you on Sundays to share a little bit of of God and Jesus and what he's doing in our lives and at this church. And we are very thankful for your support. But more importantly, we are praying. The Doorsbackers are praying for each and every one of you. And I hope you're praying for everybody too. We will see you next week. Same time, same place. Turn your radio on.
I know my Redeemer lives. Organ selection. This is the prelude. We boosted up.